Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm sure you had one. If you didn't, well, hopefully the show will make your day a little bit better. The kind of show I love to do. Why? Because my career, my background in holistic medicine has taught me that we've got three factions. We've got conservative medicine that often, unfortunately, doesn't see beyond the end of its nose. And on that basis, I think it shortens your options when you're facing illness. That's one faction. And we've got the other faction. We've got the holistic practitioners, the acupuncturists, the chiropractors, the nutritionists, the groups of people who seek to remedy health through natural means. But when I say another group, I mean another group of very well-intentioned people that sometimes reach too far without having that good base in science. Now, those two groups are often opposed to each other. The reason I do this show, and welcome to the show if you're new. The reason I do the show is what I love to do is find dust covered in the back of the library where nobody looks, all the science we're ever going to need to show, to prove that the basic postulates of holistic health are good, hard, sound science. And you, the public, doesn't get to hear about this. And that's what I love to do. And the reason that I do this like this is because too often when people get sick, when people are facing real debilitating symptoms, they're pressured, the peer pressure, the institutional pressure upon you not to seek natural means, not to rely upon your body's natural mechanisms to heal. You're so overwhelmed by people telling you that there's no science. There's no studies, there's no publications, there's no sense. Your family, your friends, your doctors all stand around you and say, to cure yourself holistically, naturally, to depend on your body to do this, that's nonsense. There's no science behind it. And the reason I do this show is because there's so much science behind it. There's just so much if you look. Too many times we don't look and find. Well, what I'm going to bring you today. Today's show is sympathetic dominance and disease. Words you might not be familiar with, words you might be very familiar with. But nonetheless, to make it functional, well, that's the purpose of today's show, to give it more context. Sympathetic dominance, in other words, stress. How sympathetic dominance or stress, the real mechanism behind how stress influences disease, and today, of course, we're going to focus on cancer. Now, I did this last week. I did the Warburg effect last week. And last week, you saw how the hard science tells us that sugar, just sugar, feeds cancer. It told in the show last week, I tried to explain the mechanism as to why sugar feeds cancer. I explained how sugar, how cancer is a funny cell, how cancer is a aberrant cell. It's a maverick cell. It's the cell that goes off with its own mind and makes metabolic choices that are strange. And in that strangeness, to survive, it has to be fed 10, 20, 30 times the amount of glucose per unit minute. Now, when you're sick, that is something you should do. Get off sugar. Stop it. Bring the blood sugar down. And amidst all the remedies out there and all the advice and all the naysayers and all the people that are going to tell you which color green to drink when you're sick is hard science. And the Warburg effect is hard science. Today, we're going to get into the fact that if you've gone sympathetic dominant, and we're going to define it and then give you a sense of what we mean when we say reverse it. But if you've gone sympathetic dominant, if your stress mechanism has gotten out of control, and who is that? Well, in a sense, who is that not? Today, we're going to get into the science behind how if your stress mechanism has gotten out of control, how that will drive a cancer, sustain a cancer, and compel a metastasis to occur. And you can relate that to any disease, any symptom getting worse, any disease going towards its last stages. So, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Sympathetic dominance and disease, how cancer, how stress influences cancer. I have an amazing video. Those of you driving, yes, you can't see the video, obviously. If you can get to the website, straighttalk.cc, please do. If you can't, of course, for understandable reasons, listen to the show again. Don't do this show with one hit. You can get on the archives, straighttalk.cc, two C's, two T's, and listen to the show again. It's okay to do that. One of the driving themes here is that you've got to increase your educational commitment. You can't just do it off a quick show. You got to push a little more. The payoffs are enormous if you'll get educated. So get to the website if you can. While you're listening, if you're driving or working and you can't, I'll describe things that I'm actually seeing and that some of you are seeing. Great video. That's off YouTube. And you're going to see a polar bear. Some of you have seen this already, but this particular YouTube segment makes commentary on the polar bear and relates it to polar bears in the zoo and then to human beings. Super important. I've got articles at the top also. The role of the nervous system in cancer metastasis. Sympathetic nervous system regulation of the tumor microenvironment. These two articles, hardcore science, not out of the United States, but nonetheless hardcore science, telling you how the nervous system initiates, maintains, and takes to end stage what we call cancer metastasis. Point being, you've got to get in there and halt it. We've got an article from Wilhelm Reich. Reich, who pioneered this relationship between stress and disease way back in the 1920s, and his conclusions. All right, let's take a look. First, picture number one, Hans Selye. Why do I bring this name up again and again and again? Because he had an institute in his name in Quebec. He's beyond respected by his peers. He's mainstream science. And he's the guy that really broke down and dissected the process through which stress, chronic, will shift the autonomic nervous system into impulses that will force your cell to destroy itself. So let's break that statement down. Out of your brain comes electrical wires, and those electrical wires, unknown to you, are telling all your organs, all your cells, to speed up or relax. When those impulses from the brain through these nerves, the autonomic nerves, we say, tell your cells to speed up, well, then they do more of what they're supposed to do. When you're jogging at the track, your brain's telling your heart through the autonomic nerves to speed up. When you're sleeping at night or relaxing with loved ones, your brain is telling your heart to slow down. When the cells slow down, they do something special. They repair. It's just common sense. The cells either put out and work hard or kick back, relax, And in the relaxation phase, every cell in every organ, in every body, in every place, rebuild themselves and repair. Last week, we went into the cell cycle, ATP production, aerobic respiration. Last week, we went into this notion that the cell makes ATP. That's money. That's currency. That's how everything gets done. That ATP will get used for the cell to do what it's supposed to do. Hey, heart, speed up. You make ATP for that. Or the ATP, the cellular currency, is used to repair the cell. Whether your cell repairs or your cell speeds up is under the control of the autonomic nervous system. Okay? All right, you've got that. Now, we take the autonomic nervous system, Cialet did, and he broke it down into two pieces, the sympathetic and parasympathetic. The sympathetic nervous system, meaning those impulses that speed up, and the parasympathetic, meaning those impulses that slow down. And what Cialet did is coin a phrase called sympathetic dominance. Now, this is the key. This is what you have to bring into yourself deeply. Cialet is saying that most of you have become, especially you city slickers, us city slickers, have become sympathetic dominant. We live in sympathetic dominance. This is so big. It's just so big in understanding. This is just so deep. Well, for me personally, why would I ever talk about nutrition when we're giving nutrition to sympathetic dominant people? What good is your nutritional supplementation in a state of sympathetic dominance? That's how big that is for me. It became impossible for me in the field of nutrition to really dispense, to suggest nutritional solutions to people who live in sympathetic dominance. And of course, who is that? Well, it kind of is everybody. I'm going to create some very high standards today for people to go into that other club, meaning people who are actually balanced. If you think you're balanced in your nervous system, in other words, if you don't think that the ravages of stress dominate your physiology, in fact, you believe yourself to be balanced, I'm going to hold you to some very big standards. I'm going to show you pictures of animals. I'm going to show you paragraphs related to what people do when they're not sympathetic dominant. When people relax, there is a mechanism that you can observe, that you observe in animals, that people don't generally do, and which is what God gave us to fortify our argument that we're balanced autonomically. I'm going to expound on that later, but right now, what's important is for you to understand those terms. Autonomic nervous system, those wires that speed up or slow down your body. And that Cialet, highly respected scientist, medical doctor, suggested that almost everybody lives in a sympathetic dominant state. After that, you're understanding that if you're approaching your health from a purely nutritional standpoint, what Cialet would say to that is while you're trying to alter your chemistry through nutrition, if your nervous system is imbalanced, you're fighting the uphill battle. Those are large statements. Let's take a look at some of the pictures. Picture number four. Cialet broke down stress into three phases. Phase one was the alarm phase. Okay, so you're at work.